For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show. And if you didn't hear it in the regular podcast yet and you are a worship leader or you know an amazing worship leader, we have a great opportunity. We've partnered with Chris Tomlin to have you get a chance to open up for him at Red Rocks, which is an amazing venue. Like, again, people spend their whole lives wanting to play that show, the Ryman, and a couple other places. Like, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And so to get the opportunity to open for him is huge. Huge, especially in the worship space. I can't even imagine. Like, you might go from playing to, you know, 50 or 100 people, like at church or youth nights or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're playing at like 20,000 people. Like, that's awesome.
That is huge, and it's easy to get in. So Chris Tomlin, he's just looking for you to send in a video of the best you can do, and it could be just you single-handed, or it could be you with your band, mm-hmm. whatever it is. But when you text the word worship to 91979, we'll send you a link to your phone just telling you how to do it.
Yeah, and if you have a worship band that you love, make sure you tell them and give them that information so that they can submit it. And I'm hoping that we get a bunch of these to go through and a lot, you know, because you never know, man. You might find the next great worship leader, too, out of this. That's mm-hmm. And that's what's exciting. I think that's what he was kind of talking about, too, was like, yeah, like, I got my opportunities. I got chances. And so that sometimes that's all you need is someone to believe in you. And so this is, again, it's a great opportunity. And you can do that text worship to 91979. Okay, some of the stuff we didn't get to. This was a story we talked about the other day, and there was mixed emotions on it from people. That teacher that slapped that student and hit his head, and then he
Crazy.
Grabbed him by the backpack, and the kid just fell. Well, the kid didn't suffer damage like long term. Like, he didn't, no brain damage or anything like that. But I mean, obviously, it hurt. He got slapped by an adult. But it was really interesting to see the people and other students. It was really split. People were like, yeah, he's a great teacher. Don't know what happened, but we support him. And then other people were like, absolutely not. You don't ever lay hands on a student. I went to a school that still did spanking when I went there. Like, that's way out of your world, Gavin,
that's
right?
That's super weird.
What about you, Betty? Were you, because you're a little older, but not too old. So, like, were you on that fringe? Like, your school still did corporal punishment?
I never saw it. I never experienced it.
Okay.
From the people who were my elders or teachers or
but
whatever.
But did other people, like the bad kids, did they get spanked at your school?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. See, mine did. Mine, they you signed a thing that said that they could spank you. And I remember in sixth grade, Miss Frazier was our principal. And so I had done something. I don't remember what I did. I was probably framed. But
sure.
I don't know what it was. But I remember we were getting spanked, and she had a shoe, a slipper, like a bottom of a sole of a shoe. And that's what she did. And I remember I broke pencils in half and put them in my pockets, my back pockets, so when she hit them, it wouldn't hurt as bad. So in a notebook, like a small little pocket notebook, I put in both my pockets. And she actually broke one of the pencils. Yeah, she went to work.
So if you did something bad, then your teacher has to tell on you to the principal, then the principal has to go and look through your file and see if they can spank you or not.
Yeah, and then, and like, my parents were like, what'd he do? And they're like, well, he did the, okay, yeah, that's fine. Like, they my mom worked at the school, and so they knew when you got in trouble, you know, that's the cost of it. But it definitely kept you. I know that there's debate over spare the rod and spoil the child, you know, but I mean, it definitely, that was a deterrent, man. It's like, it kept you from trying to not do too much, because if you knew you could be spanked, or your parents were like, you knew you were, in my case, I knew I was going to get in trouble at school. I knew I was going to get in worse trouble when I got home. Because acting the fool in school, my dad was going to regulate that, you know, and stuff. And so I tried to stay in line where I could.
I think there's two things that play against this. My dad would say the world has just gotten worse. Mm-hmm. And it could be true. But I would also say that social media and just the ways we communicate, it's easier to know what's going on around the world than it was back in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
So it may seem worse, but...
It's always been, right, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. But all that to say, you know, it's easier for us to find out teachers that have skeletons in the closet. Right.
Problem teachers, problem cops, problem whoever. Yeah, you can see it
now. Yeah, people that are in authority.
Right.
People that are in authority and abusing that authority.
Right.
There's also, it seems like, many who are willing and able to sue.
Yeah.
Looking for any opportunity to sue. I mean, I know from personal experience when I went to a private school growing up, and my parents had to work hard to pay for the tuition to get me there. And they did that because the public school that I was
assigned to,
was not the best. Right. And so they wanted to protect me by putting me in this small private school.
How bad was that public school that they opted for the trailer school? Like,
pretty bad.
the pitch black trailer school.
Pretty bad. But all that to say, my parents thought, you know what, we'll try 1 year of public school and see how it goes.
So you did a year. How old were you?
First grade.
Oh, okay. And it was that bad.
Well, my teacher ended up on the news for her mugshot popped up while we were eating dinner. My dad had the news playing, and her mugshot popped up on the news and for beating her students.
Oh, wow.
She had never beaten me.
Right.
But I know when that happened, my parents were like, yeah, you're not going. You're not going there anymore.
Wow.
So they took me back.
That's wild.
We had something like that at one of Haley's school when she was in elementary in Georgia, and the teacher popped up for bad things. Uh-oh. And we were like, oh, no. And then you have to have that conversation with her.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you really like this teacher. Like, did anything weird happen? Uh-huh. Tell me, you know. And it was like, yeesh.
Yeah.
And it had gone on for a while, too. So that's always a scary thing as a parent.
Typically, when that kind of thing happens, you don't see students standing up for those teachers.
Right,
which
right.
Which is what's interesting about this situation.
Because it's kind of split. Some of them are and some of them aren't. Yeah. This one, though, but he got charged with battery. Mm-hmm. And it carries a term of 6 months to 2.5 years in prison that he could get for that. And again, we talk about this in Monday school. Like, if you go back and listen to the regular podcast, but it does go to show that anger is a pervasive problem in our society, and we pop off. If you think about all the road rage incidents that start with people being angry and end with someone losing their life over something that was not a big deal, that mm-hmm. everyone should have just calmed down and gone home that day.
Yeah.
And this teacher, his life has been changed because he let a moment get away from him, you know? Mm-hmm. And again, you can say that the kid said something, and he probably did. Like, mm-hmm. and that's why I'm not a teacher, because I probably would have like wanted to smack him too. But you gotta hold yourself, you know, to a higher standard. And unfortunately, he didn't in this case, and it's going to bite him. But the podcast or the Monday School on Anger, I thought was a good one for me, because I get so mad about things and dumb things. And I do try, like, I'm not, I know Betty will paint me out to be like a psycho, you know, yeah, but I'm not like that. Like, I get frustrated and I pop off and I yell at things and stuff like that. But in my personal life, I don't seek out conflict. If someone cuts me off at in traffic and stuff like that, I'll probably say something in my car, but I don't like tailgate them and ride up and flip them off or anything like that. Like, I don't do that kind of stuff. My buddy, on the other hand, has almost gotten us into fights before as adult men because he is not afraid to get in someone's face over things.
You need to be careful with him.
One of these days, it's going to go bad, and I'm going to have to make a choice. And I don't. And again,
the best friends stick together.
I know, right? Bro code. But then you're like, I think even in that case, I would still be, I would be a mediator. I remember in high school, I always tried to do that. Like, I never wanted to be in fights in high school.
Well, you shouldn't be.
I was so small. I knew I'd get killed, you know? Yeah. And so I would always try to be the intermediary between both sides. Mm-hmm. And I still, to some degree, do that. Like, because I don't like conflict. I get tense around it, and I don't want it to happen. I'm not afraid of it. I don't shy away from the conflict that needs to take place, but I don't welcome it. You know, it's not something that's fun for me. Some is stirring the pot a little. Like, that's fun when it's not like anger, but it's just like.
But it's gonna make people angry.
Yeah,
like if you're bored enough.
Yeah, that's what this job is. Stir the pot a little bit. there's another teacher story that on the complete opposite end of this spectrum. This is really cool. There was this 11-year-old kid who went above and beyond for his teacher, and he built a Lego replica of his teacher.
What?
Yeah. What? Now, it's not a 3D one. It's kind of, sure. Have you seen those Legos that I did, the Mickey and Minnie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this was like a Lego puzzle, but this kid went above and beyond that. He went to like Photoshop, took a picture of the teacher, then he went to this pixelator program that tells you what colors you would need, and then he went to Lego and ordered the specific colors.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's all these Lego pieces that he built, like 10,000 Lego bricks. It's a picture of his teacher who he loves.
Was he looking for brownie points?
No, see, that's the jaded person in you talking. No, he's just a good kid, you know? He said, her son said he, or the mom said he downloaded the picture, uploaded it, and he always shows how much he cares about each individual student, and that's why Landon said that he did this. He said, he's making a big difference in my life, and I'll never forget him, and it was a cool thing for the teacher as well. I think it's got to be a cool thing is teaching, when you're teaching, to know sometimes you've gotten through to somebody.
Yes. I have teachers. I have friends that are teachers from the past and present. And I would say that students are not the problem. It's the parents that are the problem.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like you try your best with the kid. And sometimes if the parents are not supporting you in what you're doing at school, there's only so much you can do, and it can be so frustrating when they don't agree with what you're doing, and then, ugh.
Yeah, my mom's a teacher, and I teach. I taught at Colorado Christian University. I've taught at another university and stuff, and to me, the thing I always liked is when you took someone from one place to a better place, like, or things they didn't think that they could do, and you kind of helped them and inspired them to get to where they were doing better work or learning something. That, to me, was always the fun. Grading is the worst part of teaching. It is the worst. But when you see the light bulb come on in somebody, and then you watch them get inspired, and they maybe even change the trajectory of where they were going, it's like, oh, that part's cool. Mm-hmm. If I could get somebody to grade for me, I would be teaching all the time. But I never warranted having teacher's
TA.
Assistant. Yeah. Those colleges, man, where the professor comes in, knocks out the lecture, walks out, and someone else does everything, that's rock star teaching.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for.
I had classes back at U of I where you had the professor and closer to like 10 TAs for like really big, like 400 person classes. Because, what are you supposed to do if you're one human being and 400 people? You need an army of TAs to solve that issue.
Well, like for example, I had a class with 75 students in it. And that, when I'm working a full-time job, was a lot of
projects to grade.
And we didn't do any, like, fill out a Scantron test that could be graded fast. It was all essay, papers, like all that stuff.
No,
and so,
you.
Going through all that every week, because we had assignments every week, and I would have definitely done less, but the guy I was co-teaching with, boy, howdy, God bless you, he loves to grade, I guess.
It's his job.
I know, we split it. Even splitting it was a lot. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Disney Plus made a goal, I didn't know this, of adding between 230 to 260 million subscribers by 2024.
Oh, wow.
But I guess it's not going fast enough for them, or they're not seeing the results they like, because they just announced that they'll be rolling out a cheaper subscription tier later in the year. The only downside is you'll have to put up with commercials.
Oh, okay.
But right now, the price is $7.99. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much this lower tier is going to be, but
It's probably going to be like $3.99 then, or $4.99. At that point, it's here's what they're doing. They're going to do a lower offering with the commercials in the hopes that people will go, oh, it's only $3 more. I'll get the full. I'll get the one with
get them hooked.
Because I would, too. Like yeah. That's what I got the... Well, obviously, there wasn't a commercial-free option. But with Discovery Plus, I think, I took the commercial-free option, which you're benefiting from, which we just renewed our subscription. It renews today.
Thank goodness.
Well, last night we were trying to figure it out. We're like,
I know.
There was problems with it.
Yeah, Marty texted me.
Oh, she did. Okay, yeah. And she's like, we have to get this worked out for Betty. She needs more toddlers.
I have to see 90 Day Fiancé.
Exactly. Oh, man. All right. So with that, birthdays. And I have a birthday, too.
Great.
Do you have any?
I have two.
Oh, good. Well, why don't we start with yours?
Let's see. Kimberly, she celebrated her birthday on the 1st, so it's a little late, but we're here for it. She said, I'm super late with my own birthday shout-out, but
Come on,
I still wanted to get it in.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Kimberly. And then we've got... John wanting to wish Claire a happy birthday. You remember Claire?
Claire.
She was our former intern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she worked here too for a while.
Yes, that's right. An OD at Huntsville, Birmingham.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So, question, Betty and Wally. We've listened to Gavin's first day on air, which was perfect.
Whoa.
How was yours?
Oh, first day on air? Oh, atrocious. I was by myself.
I don't remember mine.
Yeah.
That tells me it wasn't great.
Yeah. Like mine, I kept queuing up the wrong song, and I was doing it live on the air. I thought it was in queue where I could only hear it and they couldn't, and then some guy called and was like, hey, you never play that song instead of just queuing it up? I'm like, oh, no. yeah, like I was so nervous too. My first time on the air, so nervous.
Yeah, and understandable.
And yeah, I mean it's a nerve wracking, you know, for a couple years doing it until you kind of get it down. But yeah, I'm trying to remember like our first thing on the air. Like
well,
you and I worked together for like 15 years.
Yeah, and it's hard because when I first was on the air, I was volunteering,
right.
And I was in two nights a week,
mm-hmm.
And
best two nights of the week.
And I was a lot of in and outing because I was calling people for that.
The hot list.
Yeah.
And
the
Wally's Island.
Wally's Island.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of like work that you and Zach didn't want to do, but that's part of being an intern.
Exactly.
But I did all that. Then it worked into the local side and you'd pull me in every now and then. It was just, there was never really an official.
Right.
Day.
Yeah, it took a while for us to be able to get you to where you are now, you know, and I'm so thankful. Stuck it out and that it all worked out.
Yay.
Yay.
Let's end on that positive speech.
No, I got a birthday still to do.
Oh.
All right, we're going to end on this one. Hey, it's autumn, and I just want to wish my sweet boyfriend, Austin, a happy birthday. There you go. We've been together for 3 years and 6 months. All right, nicely done. Come on, boyfriend. Step up, Austin.
She said 6 months?
3 years and 6 months.
Whoa.
Yeah, there it is. That just changed.
Austin,
Betty's like,
geez.
Come on, Austin.
Don't waste her time.
He loves Star Wars, laughing, food, and me. So there you go. Hey, can you guys sing him the birthday song, but do it in reverse?
Oh.
What?
I don't know if I can. Let me think. Happy birthday from all of us. You, wish it was our birthday, so we could party too. Hey. So I go, hey.
Two.
Hey! Two. Well, I can't. I thought this would be easy.
We
can
could party to
wish it was
party
our birthday so we could party
could,
to. Yeah.
We wish, or no, wish we.
Okay.
No, we wish we. Could.
Well, apparently we cannot.
it would take a long time.
We can, but we can't.
It seemed like on the surface, like I thought, oh yeah, we can do this real quick, but we are not that talented. So happy birthday, Austin, and Autumn, thank you for listening. And that is going to do it for your Aftercast. And as always,
thanks for being a potty.